Here's a series of questions you should ask your income tax preparer, whether it's a bookkeeper, CPA accountant, enrolled agent, or tax attorney. Ask them these questions, or the computerized programming that allow you to file 1040 confession forms. Watch this video that will go over this two-part questionnaire that will help you understand the game that's being played against you by the IRS and the so-called tax practitioners. Here's part one, yes and no questions to ask. And here is part two. Doesn't take very long. There's another video on this topic that you see that covers that issue for you. But what I'm going to go and do now is go over and show you folks exactly what these guys can now do. Okay, so for that, let's go back to our screen. Here it is, folks. Why almost all tax professionals are unable to keep IRS from stealing your money. And this list, folks, includes all computer tax help programs like TurboTax, all bookkeepers, accountants, CPAs, certified public accountants, and most tax lawyers as well. And we call them all collectively TPs in this paper. Now, in contrast to these tax professional TPs, Freedom Law School does know how to keep the IRS from stealing your money for at least a minimum of 7 years. This is a worst case scenario because Freedom Law School knows due process of law. Yes, that's the key term you should remember, the due process of law. America is not a third world banana republic like, you know, Venezuela, that the government can come, the police, and just take your stuff. You have a right to challenge them in some kind of a hearing or trial and appeal before they take your stuff, if you know how to do it, that is. You see? So Field must know that. And these are important tax law procedures, okay? And if you're interested about the seven-year million-dollar guarantee, on the front page of our website, livefreenow.org, you can see that, you know, for yourself, folks. I'll bring it up for you momentarily. Here it is on our front page. You go down, there's a video on the seven-year million-dollar guarantee you're welcome to check out for yourself, okay? Now, with that, here is the list of the most important tax law procedures that tax professionals do not know how to do. My field law school does know how to do. I'm going to go over these most important and common tax law procedures. And here they are. Number one is audit. Well, audits, folks, are basically worthless. They legally mean nothing. There's nowhere in the Internal Revenue Code that provides, and this is the federal tax laws, right here, this book, is the federal tax laws. This tissue-thin paper of tons of tiny font print, this is the Bible of the IRS. They have to follow this. Nowhere in here do you see a procedure for audits. Legally, it's not even recognized at all. Okay? It's just a scam. So basically, you should not waste your money and time on audits. Yes, one time, back in 1992 when I was new to all of this, I met a lawyer, a car accident lawyer. He told me, when I was talking about the IRS, Paymon, don't tell me about the IRS. I've been with the audit with the IRS for a year and a half. And my CPA fees alone has been $150,000 of 1992 money. So today's money, well over $500,000 was spent and paid to CPA for nothing. Nothing has no legal meaning at all. So do not waste on audits at all. Okay? It's a scam. What the IRS must do if they want to come after you is send you notice of deficiency. Notice of deficiency is what required by the IRS to do by law. And I show you the law for that. Okay? Here it is, folks. The law for that, I'm going to show you, by the way, directly from here. From the website of the Law Revision Council of the U.S. House of Representatives at uscode.house.gov. Okay? This is the official source, you know, prepared by the Office of Law Revision Council of the United States for House Representatives, for you, to everybody, know and follow the law. So the way you look it up online easier is you put this, folks. Type in 26 space, USC space, and then the number of the code section that you're looking for, space, and then house.gov. Why do you do that? Because, folks, in federal laws, there are 54 categories of federal law or titles. Category or Title 26 is the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws. So, and they call that United States Code or USC for short. All these 54 categories are called United States Code. So we type in 26 space USC abbreviation of United States Code. You're looking up United States Code, category or Title 26. And then you put the section, number of the section you're looking for, 7421. And then when you add after spacehouse.gov, you will get the official source from here, as I showed you, from the U.S. House Representatives website. So you do this, the answer comes up right there at the top. You open that link in a new tab, and there it is. Okay, or I'm sorry, actually here it is, 6212, Notice of Deficiency. Yep. See, it says right here clearly, if the secretary, that's the IRS, determines that there is a deficiency, which means a shortage in respect of any tax, right? If there's a shortage for the tax, he, the IRS, is authorized to send notice deficiency or shortage to the taxpayer by certified mail or registered mail. This is the document that must be sent by the IRS legally. Yep. And guess what? The next section, 6213, talks about what you can do to go to tax court to stop the IRS. Now, before I get to that, let me show you another section, which is section 7421. Folks, this is the most evil law, 7421 of the Internal Revenue Code. It basically says that the government can take your money or anybody else's money for taxes of anybody, and none of you can go to court to stop it, with except these 13 exceptions that the law specifically states. It's horrible, okay? But let's see it, okay? Here it is. Section 7421, prohibition of suits or lawsuits to restrain assessment or collection of taxes, except as provided in these 13 sections. I'm not going to read to you. I'm going to skip that. No suit or lawsuit for the purpose of restraining, which means slowing down, the assessment or collection of any tax, shall be maintained in any court by any person, whether or not such person is the person against whom such tax was assessed. Even the wrong guy that got someone else's taxes out of your bank account, you cannot stop the IRS in any court except these 13 exceptions right here. And it's critical that you know these exceptions. And guess what? TurboTax, HR Block, bookkeepers, accountants, enrolled agents, CPAs, no, none of that. None of them knows just about any of these. Some tax lawyers know some of them and know how to do them to a fair degree. Freedom Law School knows these things and shows, I'm going to show you now the most important one of these that you all should use and know about to live free, okay? The most important ones here are these ones right here, folks, Section 6212, Section 6213, and 6,330. Yep, these are the ones you got to pay attention. We're going to go now to 6213 that I mentioned to you earlier, folks. You see, when the IRS said you know it's deficiency, they give you 90 days to challenge the tax in the tax court. It's a tax proposal. And you have a right to challenge it in tax court. If you don't, guess what? Now the IRS can come take further collection actions against you. You must use the tax court when you get the opportunity to challenge the tax proposal of the IRS, which these experts that prepare tax confession forms for you, returns, don't know how to do. They have to send you to a tax lawyer who are very expensive, and for most people, it's not even worth paying the tax lawyer to defend them. Costs too much. So they simply surrender to the IRS. Okay? So I'm going to show that law to you verbatim. Here it is. It says, within 90 days or 150 days, if the notice of deficiency is addressed to a person outside the United States, right? After notice of deficiency authorized in Section 6212 is mailed, right? So within 90 days, the taxpayer may file a petition with the tax court for a redetermination of the deficiency. So you must, within 90 days, challenge the IRS if you live in and then 150 days if you're outside the United States. So it's critical. Why? Because of the Anti-Injunction Act, folks. Here it is, the most evil law, okay? Basically says no lawsuit can be made of the assessment or collection of any tax by in any court by any person, even if it's the wrong guy. So you must use the tax court and the protections it gives you against the IRS taking your stuff. I'll show you those protections right here. Let's go now to, I got this thing in this other page, 6213. The highlighted parts of that law I'm going to read right here for you because there's a bunch of gibberish in between. Within 90 days, read the yellow part only. Within 90 days after the notice of deficiency is mailed, the taxpayer may file a petition with the tax court for a redetermination of the deficiency to challenge it. That's right. It's the same thing I read to you again. Now comes the more important parts. No assessment, which means determination of amount of tax, of a deficiency in respect of any tax, and no levy. Levy means taking the money by force, like emptying your bank account or paycheck, or proceedings in court for its collection, the collection of a tax, shall be made, begun, or prosecuted until the expiration of such 9-day period, nor if the petition has been filed with the tax court until the decision of the tax court has been final. So what that means basically is this. The IRS must issue a notice of deficiency if they believe you owe them any money. Number one, if they do issue it, if they cannot, they cannot collect any tax. That's why audits don't matter. They have to issue a notice of deficiency before they can assess and collect any tax. Almost always. There's some very couple minor exceptions. So, and then when they issue it to you, you must be given that 90 days to challenge them in tax court. If you don't challenge them, you lose. That's what most everybody does with these worthless tax professionals, CPAs and accountants that cannot help you. But if you do go to tax court, now the IRS is prohibited from assessing or collecting any tax from you. So that's why you got to do that. Okay? Now, look, it even gets better. Now, here's what the court says. The last or yell area. The making of such assessment or beginning of such proceeding in tax court, meaning of the case in tax court or levy during such time, prohibition is in force. You know, IRS trying to take your money by force when you're in tax court, may be enjoined. You can stop the IRS by, that's enjoyment means, by proceeding in the proper court, including the tax court. Yes, you can stop the IRS for taking your stuff while you're in tax court, and a refund may be ordered by such court of any amount collected within the period during which the Secretary of the IRS is prohibited from collecting by levy or through a proceeding in court under provisions of this subsection. Okay? See, bottom line is, folks, is if you're in tax court, IRS cannot touch your stuff. If they do, the tax court can tell the IRS, stop and give me his money back right now. So you want to be in tax court to get the protection. Folks, myself, I have a tax court case for your 2001 to 2006, okay, which started in 2011. Here we are right now, June 24th, 2021, 10 years later, and the case is still not completed. The Court of Appeal, we're in the Court of Appeal right now, and no briefs have been argued or submitted to the court still. And it's been 98% of all the delays have been because of the government incompetence. Yes, the case is 10 years old and it's still not completed. It's not finished. That's how slow the government could be. That's how incompetent they are. They mess it up. They delay it. Okay? And I had a criminal agent come to my door 2 years ago, and I told him, hey, I'm going to appeal. He said, oh, why an appeal? Well, we'll leave you alone. I didn't know you were appeal. I didn't realize that. I'll check it out. I'll let you know. He never did. He left and never came back because he knew I was right. Okay? So let's continue now, folks, to the law. Here's another key important law. Section 6330, notice an opportunity for hearing before levy. Ah, look at that. There's a requirement of notice before levy. That's right. The IRS must send you a letter, give you an opportunity within to ask for a hearing before they take your bank account, paycheck, commissions, any of your assets. They have to do it by law, I'll show you. But all these TurboTax, HR Block, accountants, CPA, enrolled agents, they don't know how to do that, okay? Or how to change the tax. If they know how to do it a little bit, they don't know how to conduct it. All they can do, oh, to make a payment plan arrangements for you at best. They do not know how to challenge it. Yes. So here it is, folks. The law says in general, no levy may be made on any property or rights to property of any person unless the secretary, that's the IRS, has notified such person in writing of their right to a hearing under this section before such levy is made. That's right. And when they give the notice to you, you must be given not less than 30 days to ask for a hearing, okay, before they can levy anything of yours at all. You see? They don't know how to challenge it. Most people get these letters by certified and they say, I don't know what to do. I can't afford professional help to help me. They just don't ask for a hearing and they lose. And then, bam, they take your paycheck, bank account, assets. Okay? So it's important, folks, that you know these things, and these professionals are useless, unfortunately. Let's go to my screen and back to this. So you see, that is number four here on the list. Collection due process hearings. Okay. Most tax professionals do not know how to challenge or beat the IRS or appeal to higher levels like tax court. There are few tax lawyers that know how to handle collection due process hearings, cost an arm and a leg, and then some. Yep. Now, summons for your records or testimony. Yes. IRS also under IRS code section 7609 in that neighborhood, they can ask you to come and testify. You give them records or your bank or third party some to give information about you. By the way, that's a restricted right. They cannot ask your neighbor generally or your coach or your teacher or your friend or your job about you. They cannot. But these professionals are helpless. Even attorneys do not know how to handle IRS summonses. They don't. Attorneys don't even know that. Okay? That's a little bit more detailed topic, but Freedom Law School has beaten IRS summonses many times, including my own. On our victories on our website, you see that. Let's continue on. Collection due process is very important before they take anything of yours. Next is home foreclosures. They cannot take your home until you've completed the collection due process hearing. That's right. It's a collection action. So if you do the collection due process right, home foreclosure cannot happen at all. For example, in my case, there's not even a collection due process hearing yet, because the appeal of the tax court is not even done yet. See? So if you do it properly, you can keep these guys off your back. Okay? So that will not happen if you do it right. How about passport denials? Yes. IRS taking people's right to passport away. The law was passed, here we go, in section 7345. Okay, he was passed a few years ago. Revocational denial of passport in case of certain tax delinquencies. If you owe them over about $54,000 right now, okay? And they send that to the passport agency, but you can challenge it in the court in subsection E. It says, after the commissioner notifies an individual, that the taxpayer may bring a civil action against the United States in a district court of the United States or against the commission of the IRS in the tax court to determine whether the certification was erroneous. Okay? That's right. You can do that. It was erroneous. Okay? So you can challenge that. Or whether the commissioner has failed to reverse the certification. You can challenge them. There is the law. But again, only very few tax lawyers know about it or even know how to do this, folks. Yep. That's the problem. All these professionals are worthless to protect you and your rights. So remember, it all starts with a notice deficiency or summons first and then notice deficiency. You can challenge them summons case if they do it. Freedom also knows how to do that. Notice deficiency can be challenged. Okay? It takes time, all these things. Then comes collection due process hearing. All these take years. Collection, for example, tax court, challenge could be taken to court of appeal. What I am doing. Collection due process hearing can be appealed from the IRS appeals office to tax court, and that could be appealed to the federal court of appeal. All this stuff takes years. And before they can check your passport away or your home, you have to be done with the collection due process hearing. That's right. And by the way, your rights are stronger, much stronger, if you have not confessed on a 1040 confession form, tax form, that you owe the IRS money. Yes, because you do all that, folks, under penalty of perjury, folks. Look, here it is. I'm going to show you, folks, on our website. If you go under education materials to eye-opening education, and open that link, folks. You'll see when you file 1040 confession form, okay, it's all, look at that tiny font signature line. I've blown it big for you. On the penalties of perjury, you swear that's all true, correct, and complete, and government can throw you in prison if everything on this 1040 form is not true, correct, and complete. You put that rope around your neck and you enable the IRS to put you in prison. And even a tax court judge cannot help herself. And she was in prison for filing, folks, 10 years of 1040 income tax confession forms. Not for not filing, for filing 10 years and paying 10 years of income tax religiously. Yeah. And she could not even defend those 1040 confession forms, so she pled guilty to get a good deal, and her sentence was only 34 months. This is the picture of Judge Krupa. You can read more about her case there and how you can avoid her fate by, you know, following the law, as Field Law School tells you, 100% of the time, as written by government on their own official websites. So, folks, you see why Field Law School is able to offer you, look, if people ask this question, this 7-year $1 million guarantee, that's the minimum, folks. I'll guarantee you, Field Law School, that IRS will not take any of your money by any levy for a minimum of 7 years, or Field Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million. That's right, reimburse you. And that's the minimum guarantee I can give you with $1 million behind it. Why? Because Field Law School knows all of these procedures that these so-called tax professionals do not know. In fact, they make it easy for you to be hung. Why? Because what these professionals do, folks, they have you fill out these 1040 confession forms. Yes. And you should ask these questions before you have these tax professionals put the rope around your neck by filling out the 1040 confession forms. Here, be sure to ask your tax professionals these questions. Here's part one and part two. It's not very long. They don't give you none of the guarantees that Field Law School give you. None of them can give you the 7-year $1 million guarantee that Field Law School gives you. In fact, the guarantee they give you is this. A big fat zero. They just get you more in trouble. Folks, you were meant to live free. You have a right to live free. You were looking for freedom. You found it. Continue on this process of looking and finding freedom. On our website, the answers are there for you. Go to our website. On the course packages, And I'm sorry, education materials, there's a lot of great informational stuff you should check out. The IRS is mostly bluff is a very important one. You should read IRS, folks, is mostly bluff. You have a lot more power than you knew. The IRS is a creature of the same fake news media that pushed the Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax for 3 years, the corona hoax for a while. Same media has been pushing the IRS being omnipresent, all-powerful God that's going to get you. But they're not. They're incompetent. They're weak. You have a lot more power if you stop filling out those 1040 confession forms. Stop putting the rope around your neck under oath with penalty of perjury on that 1040 form, putting it on the ledge for the IRS to pick on amongst 140 million Americans who do that. Okay? So here it is, folks. You'll see this video. While the IRS is mostly bluff, you should call their bluff and be free of income taxes lawfully and safely. There's another video. It tells you why you're giving away your power away by letting the IRS bluff you into filing 1040 income tax confession forms. So with that, folks, I'm going to say this. It was no accident you watched this video. You've been looking for a way to be free. You found it. I'm not filing income tax, not even a dollar, for over 28 years legally. I've been under criminal investigation for over a quarter of a century, at least 27 years to be exact. I'm not in prison. Yeah, I'm not taking a dollar from me. How come? No, it's your chance, your opportunity, and your turn to continue on your path to freedom. Study our website at livefreedom.org, and you'll find your way to freedom. And if you want freedom laws to back you up, I'll be there for you as well. Just let us know. And with that, hope you have a great free year and a great free life. Okay, let's go to your questions, folks. Can we put on the screen the number for people to call, Blog Talk Radio number? Yeah. Let's put the number on the screen one more time. Yeah, if nobody has any questions on live, I will only answer questions that are maybe on YouTube and Facebook. I'll answer those questions, no problem. But if you have a question to call, it's better because I can get your questions better in more detail. So I'll put it on the screen one more time. We'll put it on for you while I go to your comments online. Okay. Let's see. No questions on there?
Yes.
Scott. Stefan. Okay. Okay. Stefan has a question. How do I fill out a W-4 to stop automatic taxes out of my check? And this has got to be the most common question that people always ask me. It's a good question. It's, again, on our website. Go there. It's your resource to freedom, okay? But we can always call us, our office, if you need help navigating our website. We'll help you at no charge to navigate our website, okay? Call us if you want. But let's go to our screen, okay? We go to our website on the front page, and there you go under petitions, okay, and click on petitions. And when it gets there, it says write petitions to U.S. Congress to lawfully free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. And you all should do all of these petitions listed at the bottom of this page. It's your right, it's your duty as Americans to tell your congressman about these crooked criminals in the U.S. government who are reducing you to slavery. The same criminals in the U.S. Department of Injustice who headed up the phony Trump-Russia collusion hoax, same ones are heading up over the IRS to rob and steal from you. You need to tell the congressman about it, to remove these guys. And I bring other people in their place who follow the law correctly. No law requires 99% of Americans to file income tax. No law. Only people required to file income tax are those who are citizens or residents of Washington, D.C. and anybody else who gets money from the federal government for performing functions of federal public office, like soldiers and post office workers. That is it. The rest of you folks, 99% of Americans are not required to file and pay income tax, period. If you have not seen it on our front page, this short video, you should do that, which links to longer videos on this topic. Now let's get back to what you've asked me, my friend, on the petitions. Here we go on the bottom. You should start from the first one on the left, bottom left, for yourself of individual income taxes. The second one from bottom left is for yourself of tax withholding. You should do these two at the minimum, Stefan, okay? And the instructions are right here. Okay, there's a video on how do you do it. Explain every this process for you in more detail, okay? By the way, our website's going through a little reconstruction, so everything is not perfect right now. We're going to improve on these little minor errors on the website coming up, but it's all here on this page. Follow the instructions. And there is the PDFs on how to do it there for you. These PDFs are right there. Follow the instructions, Stefan, and you can stop the IRS from taking income tax from your paycheck in the first place. Okay? Now we have another question from 714 that says, what do I do if my taxes are not filed since 3 years ago? Well, you don't have any taxes to file at all. It's not for you. If you're from Orange County, California, which looks like you're from, how do I tell the IRS this? Can they arrest me if I don't? Look, the way you do it is what I just showed you. Go and send these petitions to Congress, okay? Okay, the petitions to Congress are critical to protect you. The bottom left one is the most important one. Free yourself of individual income taxes. You're making a record of you following the law. Look, let me show the petition in this one. You open it up right here. Here's a sample letter coming up, petition to your congressman, okay, about justification for congressional investigation of income tax collection by the crooks in the IRS and U.S. Department of Injustice. You write them the laws, and you quote the laws in these petitions, like this one right here. It's all quoted verbatim from government's own official websites that you are not one required to file income tax, right? Only 1% of Americans, which I told you, are required to file income tax. And at the end of this letter, which is not very long, it's only 9 pages. 16-point font, big print, 1.5 spaced, right? There's a list of all the laws you refer to attached for the convenience of the congressman to read. All of them are the laws that are physically printed and attached to your letter, yes, that you said to your congressman, to the petitions. So with this, folks, if they ever come after you, you just say, look, I filed the law, the petitions on Freedom of Law's website. I wrote to my congressman to make sure I'm right or wrong. It's all from the government's own official websites we're supposed to follow. They never said I was wrong because obviously I'm right. And here it is. Here's a letter. I rest my case. I relied on the law as written by congressman and by Congress and Supreme Court and the U.S. Treasury regulations, and my congressman never showed me otherwise. Read it for yourself. It all speaks. Write the read them. They will not want to put you in prison. No, no. They'll lose. That'd be terrible embarrassment for them. They don't want that. They'd rather go some of these patriot mythology people, like I'm a sovereign citizen, you know, I reclaim my straw man, redemption, uniform commercial code, banks are bankrupt the United States, I object to my name in capital letters. You know, that's not me. That's a corporate debt fictional entity, my straw man. You know, I stay out of the admiralty statutory jurisdiction. You know, it's court. I go back under common law. UCC 1-207, I sign things. Okay? All this baseless nonsense and more ad nauseum, all the internet, the guys that follow that, they are cannon fodder for the IRS. Easy to get. You've heard those theories? So did I. I started with them back in 1992 with the adhesion contract theory. I paid $1,500. And then others, I paid more. So everybody starts with usually with the patriot mythology garbage. If you've not heard about those, you hear first, you're lucky. Okay? So they will not want to come after you, put you in jail, and they can't. And folks, if you really are concerned more, what you can do, folks, you know, Field Law School is available to help you. If you really need our help, back you up, that's available too. On our front page, go to Course Packages, go down to Royal Training Package, open that. I'm not going to tell you much about it. It's available, how you can safely and lawfully stop filing and paying income taxes with a seven-year million-dollar guarantee as low as $400 a year. Okay. Oh, by the way, if you're interested in this, it's going to go up. This program has been around since 2001. It's 20 years old. It's going to go up August 1st. All of our courses and feeder packages are going to go up. So if you want to get anything from us, any of our courses or feeder packages, get it before August 1st, before the price increase. Okay? So I hope that answers your question, my friend. We have two callers. Great. Let's get your question of the callers. Give me your first name only for your privacy. Tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Area code 318 caller, and then 213. Let me turn my volume down a little bit, please, if you could. It's a little bit loud here. Okay. What is your first name, my friend, from area code 318? How'd you hear about us?
Chris.
And then your question.
I heard about you on the internet. Found you when I was
Call off from area code 318.
Yes. Hello?
Okay. What's your name?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Unfortunately, the audience cannot hear
you. I don't know
if you
can hear me.
Repeat your question, but I can hear you from the other computers. We're going to turn it off.
How about now?
Okay.
How about,
what's your name?
I turned it off. Chris.
We can hear you. We can hear you. What's your name?
Okay. My name's Chris.
And how did you hear about us, Chris?
I found you. It popped up in one of the algorithms that when I was watching about the ex-IRS agent, I can't remember his name right offhand now, that quit.
From Joe Bannister, the former IRS gun-carrying special agent, who in 1997 became one of my students, and I published his report.
Correct.
He wrote that there's no law requiring the average American to file income tax. That's his book. Field Law School published.
Right.
And distributed his book for him. That's the book, okay, that we did. That's his picture. See that carrying a
that's
gun, folks? With the IRS, that's it. You got it from his website to us. Very good. All right, Chris. And how can I help you?
I was wondering because on one of your videos, when you look in the definitions, it's kind of related to that other guy's question. When the definitions of the withholding agent doesn't match, but there was another guy that was trying to, like, form a grievance or a tort or something. I mean, how can we get them into a public arena and make them show us that? Because, I mean,
okay. The question is how can we make him, you know, in the public arena answer us? And you mentioned a guy named – you don't mention Bob Schultz, but you talk about Bob Schultz. Bob Schultz is the guy that heard Joe Bannister when I put him out there, and he went to Washington, D.C. with Bannister to have the government debate him. Hey, here's one of your own gun-carrying agents says the income tax is a scam. If he's wrong, come on, debate him. The government, Department of Injustice, IRS, never show up because they know they'll lose. So Bob Schultz has been filing his petition, and he's done it in my opinion. I've told Bob that. He's a friend of mine. Bob, you've done it the wrong way. Okay, but he's still pursuing it as collectively give the government to answer all of us. Look, back in the late 1700s, early 1800s, they answered your individual petitions. Back then, the population of America was less than maybe about 10 million or less. Nowadays, you individually must ask the question. That's what the petition, you should be done individually, therefore Freedom Law School says, versus Bob Schultz, who didn't listen to me. In fact, they went after him and harassed him and hurt him because he didn't listen to me. Bob, you need to do a difference. Bob, he said he knew better. I love the man. He's a great human being, very courageous, doing the great work he's trying to do, but all a lot of energy is wasted, not getting results. Your individual positions, like I showed you, is what you should do.
What about with Congress? I mean, like, how do you get? Can everybody have their day in Congress to talk to our representatives all as a whole and present a matter from the people? I mean,
I'm not sure what you mean. What about the Congress? Look, he did a collective petition.
I was one of those people
that served our congressman. Okay, but it doesn't. The court said you cannot do that.
Oh.
Okay, and the thing is that the way I'm showing you, you get to show the law to the jury in case they come after you criminally, which is extremely rare. But if they do, you have your strong defense. The way he does it, you don't have that. The crooked government lawyer and the judge will keep the jury from seeing the eye. They will cover the jury's eyes. They'll be ignorant.
Well,
the judge will lie to the jury about the law. This way, it's guaranteed to go before the jury. They won't even take you there. Because once they see you know the law, they're going to say, oh, we don't want this guy. Hey, this guy's a UCC guy. He's a straw man guy. Yellow French flag guy. Sovereign guy. Name it all capitalist guy. These are easy cannon fodder. Let's go after these guys.
Yes.
You see?
Yeah.
I think they don't want to put me in prison.
Hold on.
Why don't they put me in prison? Because if they do that, guess what they just did? Paymon, we got you a new class with 12 new citizens to educate. It's called jurors. Yes. You get to educate them. You're such a good teacher. You know the law. And then they're going to quit you. And you're going to have a big punch in the eye. You can publicize. Now you beat them in civil money tax cases. I've beaten them myself. But now in a criminal case, you've beaten them. We just gave you a lot higher credentials. You can publicize. They don't want to do that. They prey on your ignorance. Do it right the way I've done. Done the work for you, my friend, and you will, Chris. Okay?
All right, man.
All right.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Chris. So I appreciate that. Sorry you guys don't hear Chris. I have to repeat their questions for you so you know what's going on. Who is the next caller from America 213? What's your name, my friend?
Yeah, hey, Payman. This is David.
David. And how did you hear about Freedom
yeah.
Moscow, David?
You know, I met you at the Red Pill Expo, actually.
The last one in South Dakota?
In South Dakota, that's right.
Excellent.
Thank you, by the way. You had a great talk. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, I'm going to give you a Red Pill Expo plug, folks. If you missed Red Pill Expo, man, you really missed out. Go to redpillexpo.org. So I'm going to bring you my website. You can see it. Here we go. It was in South Dakota, folks. They had about over 15 great freedom, truth, hell out of the box Red Pill speakers, folks, that you missed. So what you want to do, folks, is get to the program, watch it online, hear all these great speakers that they put together that you missed out, my friend, okay? So they go to redpillexpo.org, and on the front page, I think they have a link on the bottom right, the red one, register to attend or live stream. Click on that on the right side. And then I think you can get the program. How do you get the video, audio? Anyhow, contact them. Okay, David, how can I help you, my friend?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so listen, we talked before. I actually haven't filed taxes in quite a while, but my question has to do more with what's in the news right now with John McAfee. You understand he just passed away.
Yes.
Either suicide or however. But, you know, what he was arrested for was for not filing taxes. Do you know anything about that? And I was just curious what your take was on that.
John McAfee is the creator of the McAfee Virus Protection program that, you know, became very big way back about, you know, over 20 years ago. And he is a freedom-loving guy, became a libertarian. But sadly, as much as I love and respect his love of freedom and his passion for freedom, he was a hothead, okay? And they're doing things right. So mm-hmm. they came after him, you see? And they came after him, and he ran away. He went on a boat around the world, everything. They eventually caught with him and offshore and in a Spanish court. Finally, the Spanish court said you could be sent to the United States of America. And apparently at age of 72, he decided that, look, I'm not going to let him get me alive. I'm going to not give him the opportunity to try to put him in a short trial, a political short trial, like they do in the former Soviet Union, and decided to take his life. You know, I'm sorry that was the case. You know, I wish I could do something about it. You know, there have been many people that I've tried to help in the past who didn't listen to me. Sherry Jackson went to prison. I tried to help her. She wouldn't listen to me. Larkin Rose, he went to prison. I tried to work with him, educate him. You know, he would have worked with me. He would have called me back. He thought he knew it all. He went to jail. The great Urban Schiff, you know, I try to help him. Hey, Urban, let me help you with all the top guys I know in the movement, lawyers and freedom lovers. He thought he had to be on his own. I can take the horse to water, but I cannot make it drink. I'm showing everybody all these material directly from the government's own official websites. That's what the laws are published on the website for everybody to follow. That's been made possible only the last few years on the internet. This is a revolution, folks. This is as revolutionary as when Gutenberg printed the Bible in mass with the Gutenberg Press. Gutenberg is a real father of the Christian Protestant movement. Because by people being able to read the Bible on their own for the first time, they saw how the priests in the Catholic Church were often not doing things right. Not everybody, every one of you and your neighbors and friends can see the law for themselves from the Internal Revenue Code. See, wait a minute, doesn't matter what this company's CPA, accountant, tax lawyer says. They're all wrong. We're going to follow the law as written by law. That's our protection. All right? Does that help you with the question, David?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, had a target on his back. All right, thank you. I appreciate everything you do.
You will. Thank you. Now, Timmy says Urban Schiff's pride is what led to his demise. Same thing with Sherry Jackson and Larkin Rose, who went back in the system. You know, I humbly approach them and say, look, let's learn from each other. But they don't. You know, do you guys know in 1999, I started an annual meeting, private meeting, of the founding fathers of the freedom movement. I got all the top guys in the movement at that time, annual meetings, to meet with each other and learn from each other. Bill Conklin, okay. Urban Schiff, Sean O'Connor, Dave Willington, Bob Benarek, Judge John Rizzo, Peter Gibbons, Tom Cryer, Larry Beecraft, Joe Bannister, John Turner, and more. For years I did that so we can all learn from each other, the top guys in the movement that existed at the time. Guess who was always at every meeting? The host. Guess who learned the most from these meetings? Yes, the host was there. And so when I try to help these guys, their ego gets in the way. I'm sorry. You know, or sometimes people, they don't want to make good money. They say, I don't want to pay nobody else. I'm going to do it without paying you. Fine, go on your own. You can do it. I try to put as much as I can on our website. But if you're making decent money, you better get the royalty and package to double protect you. So I'll be behind you the way it should be behind you, the way these guys didn't let me. Okay? All right, let's see. Any other questions we have online or on Blog Talk Radio?
questions per se on the chat.
Well, 714 area code says, do you file taxes yourself? When is the best time, last time you filed? I've already answered that, but I'll say it again. I have not filed the regular income tax confession form. Last time was filed in 1989 with my ex-wife for 1988. I only filed 2 years with my ex-wife, and I never filed before that. In 1992, I filed a 1040 NR as a non-resident alien, okay? And that's the only one I filed to get the money that was withheld back. Since then, I've not filed any kind of 1040 income tax confession forms. Last time I was withholding on any money was in 1992 under a little regular part-time job I had. Since then, I have not paid IRS anything or filed any kind of tax forms with the IRS. So hope that helps you with your question. Okay. All right, now, hold on. Bernard says, never volunteer to go to tax court. They take no oath to the Constitution. Bernard, do you watch my presentation? Were you paying attention or doing something else and then just commenting? I just showed you the law, folks. I know the tax court judges are not honest, but what other choice you got? Look for your 2001 to 2006. That's 20 years ago through 15 years ago, which I didn't file income tax for. IRS finally came after me in 2011, and the case is still not completely done. It's in court of appeal. I have paid the IRS zero. So based upon my own thing, for 2015, I've not paid him successfully for over 15 years. I have given myself a 15-year million-dollar guarantee. I'm not have to reimburse myself if I was a Royal Family Package member because I'm protected from the tax. You're probably challenging for the last year of 2006. For 2001, it's been over 19 years, and the case is still not done. Okay? So hope that helps you. You should go to tax court, you know, if they say you know it's deficiency, almost always. Okay? All right. No, the summary basically is this, folks. You know, the people know these tax people just get you in trouble. All of them. Oh, yeah, we got a summary video too. Yes, I want to do that. All these guys are leeches on leeches. IRS leeches off of you, and his accountants, CPAs, tax lawyers are leeches feeding off the IRS leeches. That's what they are. Sorry. Now, once they found out and changed direction because they didn't know, that's great. They become freedom fighters. Okay, there's a new question. Let me see the bottom. Somebody says, let's see. I've been following since 1984. Great. See? According to the IRS, back in 1996, there was 63 million non-filers. Now, probably 80 million. Right? Okay. All right, folks. I'm going to do a quick presentation on this topic, okay, for people, because what I do is a long presentation that I do. It's just too much for people to listen and watch. So I'll put in about a 5-minute video first. Give an overview and then let them watch this video, which has been edited. The Q&A is taken out. So let me get myself ready and let's do record a short, which is a review of basically what I covered here. Okay. Okay. Let's do it. Okay. Are accountants, CPAs, enrolled agents, tax lawyers, all of these tax professionals completely incompetent to protect you from the IRS? The answer is yes. I am Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. I'm going to give you the short answer to this very important question. Let's go out to our website at livefreenow.org. First, you should watch the video that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. Watch this 9-minute video here first, because everything is based on laws as published by the government. Yes, like here, U.S. House of Representatives, Office of Law Revision Council, United States Code. You see, all the stuff I'm going to show you is based upon, here it is, from their website. These are all published for all of us to follow these laws, and these are the laws that are critical for you to win and live free. Bottom line is this, folks. Audits that they put you through, these tax professionals, are legally worthless. They mean nothing. Do not waste your money on audits at all. Don't pay no one to do audits. IRS must come after you with a notice deficiency officially to give you official notice, and you can challenge them properly, officially, in a tax court. And only lawyers know how to do it, but they charge a lot of money and you cannot afford them. IRS also may summons you, order you, or your bank or some third party for your records or testimony. And guess what? Only extremely few tax attorneys know how to challenge these summonses. Most don't even do it if you can find a good attorney. And a very few of them have any success at all. Collection due process hearings after the notice of deficiency tax court case is done. And guess what? Most tax professionals do not know how to challenge or even beat the IRS or appeal it to the higher levels like the tax court and court of appeal. And the few tax lawyers that do know how to handle collection due process hearings cost an arm and a leg and then some. And guess what? Home foreclosures cannot happen unless you've exhausted these other procedures. Okay, home foreclosures are extremely rare, and few attorneys only know how to do that. Okay, few lawyers know how to do that and beat them. You don't have to worry about losing your passport. Extremely few tax attorneys know how to challenge or beat the IRS when the IRS wants to take your right to passport away. Can you see? All of this few lawyers knows, because all of this is due process of law. Yes. Due process of law that you have in a free country like America, you don't have in Banana Republic in South America, okay? So, and Freedom Law School can give you a 7-year, $1 million guarantee, yes, which is on our front page of our website. You can find the link to it to keep you free. Why? From IRS taking your money? Because I know the due process of law. Because I know these most important tax law procedures that these tax professionals do not know, but in the last 9 years, I've learned how to do them right. Now, to learn more, folks, about the $70 million guarantee and everything most, go to our website. On our front page is the $70 million guarantee, which I mentioned. Bottom line is this, folks. To know more about this, in the description below is a description of the full video, longer detailed presentation on this topic. Watch the longer video in the description below, and you're going to understand this issue more deeply, and you know why Freedom Law School can give you this incredible, unheard of 7-year guarantee that IRS will not take anything from you, not even $1 by levy or force out of your paycheck or bank account or any other assets. Otherwise, I'll reimburse you $1 million. That's a guarantee. And the reason I know it, you're going to know it in more detail if you watch the video below. And folks, go live free. This is not an accident. You are meant to live free. Watch the video and continue your journey to freedom now. Okay, how long was it?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, no other questions, folks, before we scoot out of here. Now, someone's just talking that call. Put the call number on the screen. Someone for your call, lady or man, gentleman wants to ask a question. Yeah. The number is 657-383-1755. I'll repeat it. Area code 657-383-1755. And then press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let us know you have a question, and we will get to your question. So call that number, and we're going to take your question.
He was in the chat, and I've been posting that number in the chat over.
Yeah. Well, are you there? If you're going to call right now. Okay. You see him? You want to check with him for me? Then you see if he's called with a question.
Oh, yeah. There's a caller at 936.
Okay. We have two callers maybe. We have a call right now from area code 936. Let's take that call first, then go to the other call, hopefully, area code 714. Okay, what's your name, first name? Call from area code 936.
This is Fred.
And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Fred?
Online, I think it was Joe Bannister and all that went on back in that day, and I followed it pretty closely.
Okay, from Joe Bannister, the former Irish special agent, heard from him, and then about us. Very good. And what is on your mind, Fred?
I'm very interested in your Royal Freedom Package, and I note something that's been bothering me about what your guarantee covers. I haven't filed in years. I'm a non-filer, and so I'm wondering whether I would have the benefit of all the guarantees.
Okay, very good. Basically, Fred asked, look, I've not filed for many, many years, and he's glad to see that Freedom Law School has a $70 million guarantee. Wants to know if that applies to him. Good question. The $70 million guarantee, which I just came up about 7 months ago, 8 months ago, it applies to this year that you're going to start filing right now. Because I do not know, Fred, what you did or did not do correctly or properly in the past that might be problematic. So the guarantee, the $1 million behind it, only comes from here for your 2021 forward. Or if you're not filed for 2020 forward, that counts. Doesn't count for all the years. However,
all right.
The reason I put that in there because I know I can keep people out of trouble even for longer. At a minimum, I came up with a 7-year guarantee. I was going to do 8 or 9 year guarantee. I thought, yeah, I like the sound of 7 years. A lucky 7. The fact of the matter is I have many, many students who never, ever hear from the IRS at all. They just support our work, our freedom works to free Americans, okay, and have the security, peace of mind that in case your lucky number comes up, Fred, you'll be taken care of by the very best. Does that help you answer the question in that all your
lawyers
will get that support but not the guarantee? And what we need to do is to see all your paperwork in the past. Has the IRS ever sent you any letters claiming you owe the money at all right now, Fred, or no?
No, there's nothing. Mostly bluff.
There's nothing.
but I was self-employed, and so that's probably a main reason. And I'm kind of quiet. I don't boast about anything. I just quietly try to live my life in a freedom-loving manner. I'm not opposed to telling other people about what you're doing. So can I say that going forward, I would be covered, but going backwards, I would not be?
Correct.
Okay. And I'd still have the benefit of any other advice you could give to me to put me in a better way. Don't do anything stupid and things like that.
Fear mongering.
That is helpful to me.
To keep you free, you know, no matter what, you know, doesn't matter. That 7-year guarantee is just kind of a confidence booster for people. Because people wonder, well, they think, I'm just going to take my stuff if I don't file. I put that in there to combat that brainwashing of decades people have that they think, I'm just going to take their stuff right away. No. How could I put that $1 million guarantee for 7 years minimum if I didn't know that I could keep the IRS off of you even longer than that at a minimum worst-case scenario, you see? But we'll still do our best we can do for you, of course, to keep it free of their robbery deception forever, my friend, as long as you're alive. Okay?
That's very helpful. Thanks, Payman.
You're welcome. You heard us from Joe Bannister.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Fred.
Thanks.
Do we have any other caller, like a call from Miracle 711 for you, that wants to ask a question? Nope. Okay, guys. Thank you for watching. You know, I love you all. You guys watch this program live or recorded. Make it happen. Okay? So I'd like to suggest you can find us on Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to the front page of our website, folks. Okay? Do that and get on our email list. If you've not done that, folks, let me tell you, you got to go to the front page of our website. Okay? Here it is, our front page. If you keep scrolling down, folks, you will see right here, get started below. You should fill it out, the information right there. Okay, you'll be emailed education materials for free and by U.S. mail. Click on the go button right there. That way, whenever we get cut off of high-tech mediums like YouTube and Facebook, we'll be in touch. It's only a matter of time before they say, this Payman is, you know, waking up and freeing too many slaves. Let's cut them off. Hasn't happened yet. Hopefully it will be a long time, but this way you'll be in touch with us. So with that, I'll give you each my love and freedom and success I wish for each one of you. Good night. And you got Fred's number? Excellent. And the other guy's numbers also? Thank you. I was concerned with your dual functioning.